The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I was watching this Netflix, the videos coming out of the next Netflix special. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And last night, over at the Hollywood Bowl, and there's a lot going on. There was some elections yesterday. We're going to get to that in just a second. I've got to weigh in on this. I think what happened last night was fairly spectacular. So Dave Chappelle, one of my favorite comedians. I love the guy. I know he's a lefty, but I think he's funny. And the guy, the thing I like about Dave Chappelle is this guy stands up to the radical cancel culture mob. He doesn't live in Hollywood. He lives in Ohio? He may have been a neighbor of our managing editor, Caleb Park. You know, Caleb Park's from Ohio. It's not a very large state. So, I mean, they may be neighbors. Maybe they know each other. I don't know. But anyway, Chappelle's up there, and he's doing his comedy bit for this Netflix special, and or this attack on that. I don't know. It's a Netflix-themed show. Chris Rock was there. Remember Chris Rock? He got smacked around by Will Smith. Will Smith was defending. I mean, to call Jada the wife is, quite frankly, rather generous. But anyway, the woman he lives with. And Chris Rock insulted her, and Will Smith stormed the stage at the Academy Awards and smacked him. How dare you? And then he went back to his seat.
How dare you?
It's terrible. So anyway, last night, Dave Chappelle was doing what he does best, which is telling some jokes. This guy from the audience, this whack job, 23 years old, jumps up on the stage, rushes the stage, and tackles Dave Chappelle. And we've got the video on our website. If you haven't seen this video, you've got to watch the video of what went down. So Chappelle's a pretty good-sized guy himself, and so he wasn't hurt. Meanwhile, you got all these fans that are coming to Dave Chappelle's rescue. It's just, that's the part I love about it. And they beat the holy living you-know-what out of this guy who is now facing charges. You know, there had been some concern that maybe the people who beat up the attacker were going to be charged, but it looks like the only person being charged is the bad guy here. And honestly, if Grace Baker, if those guys would have been arrested, the people that came to Dave Chappelle's rescue, I would have posted their bail for them.
I don't think you're the only one, Todd.
No, I suspect there would have been a lot of people, but we would have been first in line saying, hey, look, you know, here's the credit card. You know, we're taking care of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, again, they were just coming to his defense.
Did you see the video?
See, I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
Wait, what? You got to watch the video.
I know. It's just...
But the best part of the video is they're wheeling the guy out. I mean, they...
Oh, I saw the images of him.
Crap out of that guy. And his arm looks like a pretzel.
Yeah, that thing, it's not exactly bent the right way.
No,
you know what I mean.
So the guy's arm was broken.
His
and then
eye half shut.
Dislocated.
Looking like Draymond Green last night.
So look, I think what happened last night, you know, we have the More You Know segment on this program.
Yes.
We have a lesson here. This is a life lesson, boys and girls. If you decide to interrupt a comedian's on-stage performance, mm-hmm. you just might become the punchline. the more you know, America. You see, we do that here. It's a, we have a lot of homeschool kids that listen to this show.
And we got
to
educate the children.
Educate next generation. That's what it's all
about.
This is true. So anyway, the guy, he got messed up.
No, I did see the images of the guy, and I was like, woof, that's not, you're going to have more than a bruise tomorrow, buddy.
Then Chris Rock comes out on stage.
I like Chris Rock.
Oh, I love that guy.
I really do.
The best line of all, when he said, was that Will Smith?
I just love him. He for me, Chris Rock also is the type of dude who just no apologies for the most part. He's just like, whatever.
So I had a similar experience weekend when I was at this big conservative gathering, and some speaker started going off, and they sent security up to drag the guy off.
Well,
I mean, the crowd was just like, what the heck is going on?
Is this staged?
There was all sort of turmoil, and then they turned to me and say, you're up next.
Oh, wow, great, thanks.
Appreciate it. So I got up there, and you know, you only have like a few seconds to figure out how do you defuse the situation?
How do you pivot?
So I got up and said, look, was that a wrestling match or a Wednesday night church business meeting? What the heck just happened up here? And the crowd laughed.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that.
But going back to Dave Chappelle, so I get the whole, you know, there's crazy chaos happening. My issue is this. This is all on Will Smith. This is Will Smith's fault. He's the guy that gave the okay, and honestly, so did the LAPD. They should have arrested Will Smith and dragged him out of the building.
Yeah.
When he attacked Chris Rock.
Lead by example, folks.
There you go. I'm just telling you, folks, good on you. The audience of the Dave Chappelle comedy special at the Hollywood Bowl, you did good. A bunch of men behaving as men should behave. And you know what they didn't do? The men didn't go up there like Will Smith. How dare you? No, they punched. They used their fists like men. Big, brawny American men. Laid down the law. 844-747-8868. What are you laughing at here, Grace? I'm trying to get the phone number.
Well, no, I know. It's funny to hear your illustration there and then just the contrast between Will Smith looking like a wuss and then these guys like, don't mess with Dave Chappelle.
I mean, Will Smith looked like a woman up there.
Yeah, he was
and
just
he,
like,
he didn't even slap like.
Excuse me.
How dare you talk about my wife who likes to sleep with other men?
Yeah, exactly. How dare you say one thing about her?
Unbelievable. By the way, changing subjects here, Matt Gaetz is causing a turmoil across America right now. Matt Gaetz writing on Twitter talking about all of these pro-abortion protests that are happening now. There was a riot last night. And before we get to what Matt Gaetz had to say, and I'm not a big fan of Matt Gaetz, he's kind of in the same genre as Madison Cawthorn, minus the women's frilly underpants. So Barack Hussein Obama decided to weigh in yesterday on the Supreme Court leak. And Barack Hussein Obama told his supporters, his disciples, to get out there, to march in the streets, to protest, and that's basically code for burn down the city. Now, some of you may be surprised that Barack Hussein Obama would do something like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you about this man's career path. So, yes, he was president of these great United States. Yes, he was a United States senator. But before he was a United States senator, he was a community organizer. This was his job. His job was to organize protest. This guy's job, he was paid to be a professional rabble rouser. That's what Barack Obama did. He's the guy, so when somebody gets attacked by the police, he was the guy that would pass out the gasoline cans and the torches and the bricks and send the crowds into the streets of the city. In Chicago, the Windy City. That's what he did. So I'm not all that surprised to see Barack Hussein Obama out there telling people to get in the streets like Maxine Waters to absolutely harass people. That's exactly what he told them. A couple of hours later, guess what happened in Los Angeles? There were riots. the pro-baby killing crowd took to the streets, causing all sorts of mayhem in downtown Los Angeles. Apparently, one police officer was injured. There was a lot of damage. And I suspect this is only the beginning. And we warned you about this yesterday on the program. I told you we were in for a very long, hot, violent summer in America. And that's where we are right now. And if you don't believe me, just listen to Elizabeth Warren, cut number five.
Angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back. I am angry because of who will pay the price for this. It will not be wealthy women. Wealthy women can get on an airplane. They can fly to another state. They can fly to another country. They can get the protection they need. This will fall on the poorest women in our country. This will fall on the young women who have been abused, who are victims of incest. This will fall on those who have been raped. This will fall on mothers who are already struggling to work three jobs to be able to support the children they have. Well, I am here because I am angry, and I am here because the United States Congress can change all of this.
Okay, all right, enough of you, Elizabeth Warren. All right, Pocahontas, calm down just a little bit. She's on the warpath. Did you hear the bongos? Did we figure out who was banging the bongos? Was that Mr. Pocahontas? We don't know. All right, but Grace, get on that. Let's find out who is responsible for that. 844-747-8868. We have so much to talk about today, folks. The big win last night for President Trump. Now, here's how I have a take on this. I still don't trust J.D. Vance. I'm with Senator Rand Paul. He was on the show yesterday, and I just don't trust J.D. Vance. He's, for one thing, he continues to refuse our invitations to come on this radio program. And you know why? Because he knows the question I would ask. Now, we don't do gotcha stuff here. We're pretty open. We're pretty honest about what we do here. And I don't like playing the gotcha game. So J.D. Vance and his campaign know that yours truly will ask the following question. J.D., I know you say you're a Trump supporter. President Trump just gave you his endorsement. But in the past, you've called this man Hitler. You have called his supporters white supremacists. You've said they're not so smart. They're redneck. They're country folks. I mean, he would just go down the list. He's really been insulting to the Trump world. And so my question, J.D. Vance, I want you to take us through your conversion experience. Was there a moment in time that you decided, wow, I am wrong, I need to repent from my ways here, and I need to embrace the Trump agenda? Take us through that process. You know, nobody's ever asked him to do that. Not a single person. Not even Fox News. And the guy pretty much has a talk show on Fox News. But they don't want to ask the questions that I suspect a lot of people in this audience would like an answer to. How did you go from thinking this guy is Hitler to giving him a hug? How does that happen? Because in my world, you don't hug Hitler. I just don't get that. So set that aside for just a moment. J.D. Vance won the primary. But what happened yesterday is not about J.D. Vance. What happened yesterday in Ohio and Indiana is about Donald John Trump. Now, I want you to think about something for a second, all right? Put J.D. Vance aside for just a moment. Because, again, I don't think he's real. I think he's a phony. I think he's a fake. And I say that because he will not come on this program, and he knows why. But let's talk about Donald Trump for just a moment. Donald Trump endorsed J.D. Vance. Before Donald Trump endorsed J.D. Vance, this guy was trailing in the polls. He was in single digits. He was in fourth place. Trump gives him the endorsement last week, and he rises to the top of the pile. What does that tell you? It tells me this was not about the power of J.D. Vance. This was about the power of Donald John Trump. That's what that's all about. And I'll take it a step further. The president yesterday in Ohio and Indiana was 22-0. He won every single race where he endorsed someone. The Trump candidates won the day. Since January of this year, President Trump in his endorsements is 55-0. He is undefeated. Now, what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? It tells me that Donald Trump is a major player in the Republican Party. It also tells me that the Trump Republicans, the Trumplicans, are the ones who are making a difference, and they are the ones that are going to lead us to victory. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, folks. Big win for President Trump yesterday. 22 Trump-backed candidates winning the primaries in Ohio and Indiana. Well done, Mr. President. And that shows you the power of Trump right there, folks. It shows you the power of Trump. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Gene, the super fan. Gene, it's been a while.
Hi, Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's going on, Gene?
No, first of all, I want to thank you and Grace, as always, but I'm going to tell you something. What you just ran down about all president, okay, is amazing. Because when President Trump makes things happen, it happens, Todd. And that's the wonderful thing about him. And you know I'm super fan, and I will always talk great about him. And everything that you said and all the things that's going on, it's amazing with him. And that's why when he endorses people, we better believe it. Now, I understand your situation with J.D. Vance, okay? But, Todd, this is what I want to tell you. When our president makes an endorsement, you know it's a right endorsement. So you know those guys had a little corner-to-corner hug and said, let's do it.
You see, Gene, I hear what you're saying there, but I have another theory. I think President Trump was conducting a scientific experiment, a political psi experiment, a poli-sci experiment. So the president's sitting back at Mar-a-Lago, and he's drinking his Diet Coca-Cola, and he's thinking, you know what? How powerful am I? How powerful is Donald John Trump? And he looks and he sees this guy, J.D. Vance, and Trump is thinking to himself, you know, this guy called me Hitler. And if I can throw my support behind somebody like that and still win the day, then I can do anything. I think this was a demonstration of the power of Trump.
Todd, really think about what you just said. There's no way in heck that our president would do anything that was not right for us. You see, and that's why I'll be super fan. I'll be super fan to the end. Whatever our president says and he says, we got to listen. And that's it, Todd.
Gene, we got to skedaddle here for a break. It is good hearing from you. And I don't know. I hear what the president is saying. And I know, look, ultimately, whatever happened is between President Trump and J.D. Vance. They've got to work that out themselves. And if President Trump trusts J.D. Vance, then all right, there you go, Mr. President. Ultimately, you people in Ohio are going to have to decide for yourselves. But before Trump came in, it was J.D. Vance was going to be looking to write another book. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. What about you? Do you trust J.D. Vance, America? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Rates are rising sooner than expected. You're at risk of missing out on significant savings if you don't consider your options now. Folks, I cannot stress this enough. You need to call American Financing and get a free mortgage review today. Inflation is getting worse, debt becoming more expensive. You need to take control. Learn about the custom debts that can help you spend less on your interest or get you out of debt faster. It really could mean up to $1,000 in monthly savings, plus tens of thousands long term. Think of how much that can help. Then pick up the phone to learn more. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. And if you start soon, you could skip two payments and may close in as fast as 10 days. But only if you choose American Financing. 866-890-9749. That's 866-890-9749 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. All right, so here's something to think about. And I normally don't agree with Howard Stern, but Stern's actually got a pretty good point here. Look at what happened when the guy tries to attack Dave Chappelle. What happened? The men, individuals filled with toxic masculinity, they rose up and they stormed the stage and they took care of business, right? So Howard Stern goes, well, wait a second. How come the guys over at the Academy Awards didn't do that? They all just sort of stayed in their seats, right? It's a fair point. I have a theory about why. And I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here, which means I mean to paint with a broad brush. But what you had in that room were a bunch of practicing male thespians. Now, we don't judge here on the Todd Stearns radio program. That's not who we are, right, Grace Baker? Yep, shake your head. Absolutely. We don't judge. We believe, look, it's America. If you want to be a practicing thespian, that's between you and your maker. Who are we to judge? But the reality is, many of these male practicing thespians, you know, they had their hair did, they got the nails done, they had the manicures, the manis, maybe a pedi, I don't know. Again, we don't judge. But they didn't want to be bothered. They got a new outfit. They wanted to look glamorous. And so instead, they stayed in their chairs instead of going to the aid of a person on stage who was being attacked by Will Smith. How dare you talk about my wife who likes to sleep with other men?
How dare you?
I get it. So I think, Howard, that's the reason why. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. No, yet I know, Grace. I know. But I think the average thespians that listen, and we've got a few thespians that listen to the program, and I think they know where I'm coming from, you know, because they want to be left alone. They want to live their lives just like everybody else in America. But that's the reason why nobody got up. And that's a problem. I'm just saying that's a problem. Rolling Stone, I got a message last night, and someone said, hey, Stearns, Rolling Stone is talking about you. I thought, oh, boy. So this article written by William Valiancourt. Oh, he sounds like a thespian. William Valiancourt, here's the headline. Republicans are calling the Roe leak an insurrection. This is true. I was actually the first person in the conservative world to call what happened at the Supreme Court an act of, what did I call it? Judicial insurrection is the phrase I used. and then everybody else. And you know, Levin has this problem, the great one, Mark Levin, and he talks about this a lot. We don't complain that much on this program, but Levin, he really hates it when people take credit for things he says. And we're always quick to acknowledge who, you know, if we're borrowing or we're quoting from someone, we're always telling you who that is. Because, well, look, we want to honor them and respect them. You know, it's a common courtesy. But Grace, as soon as I said insurrection, it's like, oh, we got to use that. We got to steal that.
They say it just like that.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they do. So here's the fair and balanced lead paragraph of the Rolling Stone article. Republicans, the party that decided it was pretty much fine that a violent mob stormed the Capitol to try to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss, are clutching all of their pearls over the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion that overturns Roe v. Wade. Who the hell wrote that?
That is the longest running sentence I've ever heard in my life.
And there wasn't even a comma. How do you not put a comma in there?
Come on, people.
Come on, William Valiancourt.
You can do better than this.
Come on, William. Anyway.
Get it together.
William goes on to blast a bunch of conservatives, including yours truly, who he actually credits with calling it an insurrection. So we appreciate that.
Thanks.
But, you know, I will say this. That's exactly what it was. And that's exactly what the left wants to have happen. They want to destabilize the highest court in the land.
I don't think the worst has happened yet, though.
And no, it has not.
So, I'm waiting.
It's only, yes.
That riot last night?
Wait till this weekend. Wait till this weekend, Grace.
Oh,
it's going to be ugly out there. And I'm telling you, folks, you better be prepared. If you're a business owner in a city area, and it's really not big cities or small, wherever you have a Planned Parenthood, they'll burn your city down.
Yes.
And I say that because they have no regard for human life. These are people, and talking about Planned Parenthood, these are the most evil monsters of all. They're literally selling off body parts of these little unborn children.
And it's very cult-like. So, like, the people who are on that side, they've been sucked in. I'm sorry, but right now, there's no rescuing them. You know what I mean? There's no converting them over to our side and talking with them. Most of them. Are lost.
The abortionists are just like, I mean, it really is a religion with these people. You know, they treat this like some sort of a really demented, weird religion. And they are just like the Islamic radicals who flew the jetliners into the buildings on 9/11. They are that committed to their cause. And they think they're on some sort of a jihad to kill as many unborn babies as possible.
Well, just, you know, ask them to explain what they think, and it just, the terms they speak, and it's like, oh, this is our right, this is about
God-given reproductive rights.
You know, read this section in the Bible. It's like, no, first of all, you're taking that out of context and not true, but you get what I'm saying. They just try to, the way they are ready to defend their stance with any means possible.
Oh, did you hear Kamala Harris, the vice president? She was infuriated. Cut number six, please.
Women would lose access to abortion immediately and outright. Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they?
How dare you?
How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they?
How dare you?
Try to deny women their rights and their freedoms.
We're losing our democracy!
Oh my. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. By the way, she's not the only one. You've got Tim Ryan out there, cut number three.
Will you invite President Biden to come campaign for you?
Look, we welcome everybody's support, but I will be the face of this campaign. I don't think, you know, surrogates are going to play a huge role here.
All right, so he is, my apologies there, I picked the wrong cut to play. Tim Ryan, running for the U.S. Senate, he's going to be running against questionable Trump supporter J.D. Vance. Tim Ryan was asked about his thoughts on the Supreme Court leak.
And this is a issue of freedom for working class women. and moms, because this is a in Ohio, where we have very extreme laws around abortion, rape and incest. So basically, J.D. Vance and these other folks are telling a mom or a young woman that if she gets raped or if there's incest, that the state, the government, is going to make you have bring that pregnancy to term. That's insane in a free society, in a country that's been built on the value of freedom.
All right, so this is the argument and the talking point you're going to hear from the baby-killing side of America, that this is all about rape and incest, right? Grace, you just heard it there, right? Rape and incest.
Yep.
We've got men storming across America, having their way with women, ravishing women in public parks, in restaurants, at Chick-fil-A, at church. Men are raping women all over America. They're having to have these babies, and God help us all. We've got to save the women of America.
Nice summary there, Todd.
You know, I used to be a practicing thespian back in junior high school.
Really?
It was just a stage, though. I came out of it. So anyway, that's the argument, though, right, Grace?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what's going
on
today.
No, it is the argument, though.
That's the argument.
I mean, that's what, you know, because it is, when they frame it that way, you're sitting there going, well, that's awful. Like,
it's terrible. I mean,
you know, it's awful. And then you're like, well, I wouldn't want, you know, that to be forced like that. But that's not the majority of the cases.
It's not even close.
Not even
close. And that is why our radio program is spreading and growing across America. Because not only do we have a good time on this program, but we also come armed with facts. And here are the facts. And this is not from Fox News. This is not from Newsmax. This is from USA Today. This is the headline. Rape and incest account for hardly any abortions. According to U.S. Today's report, just 1% of women obtain an abortion because they became pregnant through rape, and less than 0.5% do so because of incest. That's according to a new study by the Guttmacher Institute. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to come armed with the facts. And the Democrats aren't doing that. They're lying to you. These are all, most an overwhelming number of the abortions are done so out of convenience. And that's a problem. And we got to have that conversation. And we're going to have that conversation on this program. And it's going to, look, I'm telling you, it's going to get ugly. The left is going to come armed with lies. The mainstream media, these people are so stupid. That this is the problem with the mainstream media. Number one, they're stupid. But number two, they have an agenda. And there's nothing worse than a stupid person with an agenda. I'm just telling. So we're going to take a break here. And we've got some more audio to play. We'll get to that in just a moment. It is also, ladies and gentlemen, it is an important day. You know, we celebrate the big holidays here, National Donut Day, National Fried Chicken Day. And, of course, today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Sweet Lord. Yes, America, it is May 4th. The day America celebrates Star Wars. And you know it's an important day when Todd Starn speaks in his news anchor voice. May 4th, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate Luke and Leia. I never could remember. Were they like boyfriend and girlfriend before they became brother and sister, Grace Baker?
We don't talk about that.
Grace, you have to talk in your news anchor voice.
Well, don't forget, you've got Chewie, the furry creature.
Okay, don't talk in your news anchor voice, Grace Baker. Leave that to the professionals. But we have Chewbacca, and who's the little rugrat there, Yoda? Funny he be. And we're going to give boys some trivia. Okay, I can't handle this. All right, we're doing trivia, Grace. Is that pretty much it? We're doing trivia. All right. So this is, and this is like a, good Lord, is the orchestra coming back?
Oh, now we're going.
Oh, this is ominous.
This is after, you know, the beginning of the intro and then you.
And Kamala Harris enters the room.
Oh, my. the dark side.
I am your mother. Oh, that's horrifying.
Woo, mercy. All right, so here's the Star Wars trivia question. You know, Rush Limbaugh never had these problems. All right, here we go. Folks, here's the deal. We're going to give away a copy of an incredible book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. The Force is strong in that book. Here we go. What is the name of Boba Fett's... Is it Baba or Boba? Boba Fett?
Boba. Oh. Do I need to be giving the questions? Yes. You don't know the names or the relations or anything. I think the question you're referring to, do I just need to give it out, Todd Starnes?
Yes, given. I thought it was Boba Fett.
No, it's not Bubba. Okay, the question to win a copy of Our Daily Biscuit is, what is the name of Boba Fett's ship in Star Wars?
All right.
What is the name of Boba Fett's ship in Star Wars?
All right, 844-747-8860. I just thought it was a Southern version. You know, they've got to have at least one token Southerner. And I thought Boba Fett was it. All right, so what is the name of Boba Fett's ship in Star Wars? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert. And Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. You see, Grace, in my mind, I was thinking Bubba Fett, Baby Yoder, and...
How about Baby Yoder?
And then you got Luke and Leia, who are brother and sister, but were more than friendly.
How about Baby Yoder?
That's like a Southern version of Star Wars.
Hee-hoo.
Okay, don't do that. And let's go to the phones. We got people. A lot of people want to weigh in here. Let's go to Georgia. Arnie on the line. Arnie, how are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
Are you a big Star Wars fan, Arnie?
Oh, definitely. Right. You know, I talked to you a few weeks back. I was a farmer that called while feeding the cows.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right, Arnie. Good to have you back with us. Let's try to win you a prize here. We need to know the name of Boba Fett's ship.
Oh, it's like I told Grace. It's kind of a double-edged name here. It's a before and after thing. Originally, name of Boba Fett's ship was the Slave One. Till Disney took over Star Wars, and they took that out because it's incorrect, and then the Book of Boba Fett is just simply known as the Fire Spray, which was actually the class of the ship, which was built to Kuat Drive Yards.
I'm sorry. You had me at hanging out with the cows. I lost track from there. So you're telling me that Disney actually made them change the name of the ship?
They took the name Slave One out because that was originally the name of his ship. I mean, I don't know in the Star Wars movies if it was ever actually named or not. I'm not quite that much of a nerd, but all of the books and literature on it, yes, it was Slave One until Disney took control of LucasArts.
And
then they took that out
ruined everything.
Well, they did the first couple of movies. They didn't do a lot. Then they got one of the George Lucas' proteges back in there, and he turned some things around.
Well, Ernie, hang tight, Ernie. We're going to hook you up with a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit. And by the way, Ernie, I hear it's like if you're like a horse whisperer, if you read that book to the cows are pretty, they get pretty mellow.
Well, I said, and I talk to them all the time. I mean, most of the time you can talk to them, they'll respond. I mean, sometimes they're adjectives, but
oh, sure.
Anybody been around cows knows that. Well,
or humans, for that matter. So
that's very true.
All right, Arnie, God bless you. It's great hearing from you, and glad to know you're doing good. Hang tight. Grace is going to get your information there. So, hey, folks, we're going to have more opportunities. One of the biggest Star Wars nerds we have is Avery Bryson, who has been our longtime intern. And so we're going to try to touch base with Avery over at Liberty University. And, of course, our good buddy Ross, who is on staff at The Talk Station out of North Carolina. I think he can quote all of the movies from heart. So there you go. Dorothea writes in on the Facebook Live page, Todd, do these loose libs know they can keep their legs together or always carry a few condoms in case they hook up a few times a night? Whatever. But they need to accept the fact that babies are being killed for their couple of minutes of irresponsibility. Dorothea, I think you knocked it out of the ballpark, ma'am. All right, folks. Senator Bill Hagerty coming up. Also, our good buddy Steve Gill. And your calls as well. May the 4th be with you, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
You know, this is President Biden just a few moments ago saying that all of you people out there that are a part of the MAGA world, which is basically the Republican Party, that you people are the most extreme people. This is the same man who on the campaign trail called Christians who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman the dregs of society. That's a direct quote. This is a man who belongs to a political party that considers you people to be bitter people, to be irredeemable deplorables. But the idea that the idea that wanting to defend the life of an unborn child makes you an extremist, then you know what? I raise my hand. I am proud to call myself an extremist, especially when you have another party out there that not only wants to allow the murder of unborn babies, but they want to go so far as to allow babies to be aborted on the day of their birth. A party that wants to groom children. A party that wants to give small children the right to mutilate their own bodies. And they call us extremists. It's unbelievable. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are honored to have with us from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Bill Hagerty. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing well, Todd. It's good to be on with you as always.
You know, Senator, you heard the President of the United States just a few moments ago really disparage and diminish a very large part of this great country of ours.
It's just amazing, Todd. I mean, he will attack American citizens with far more aggression than he will ever call out the Ayatollah or Vladimir Putin. It's absolutely shocking that the number one enemy of the Democrat Party are the fellow Americans that they disagree with.
Senator, still a lot to unravel as far as what happened at the Supreme Court. We know the Chief Justice has ordered investigations into whoever leaked the draft. And I have to imagine, Senator, that this is still great news if, in fact, this is going to be the opinion of the court. And finally, the states get to decide this issue of abortion and the legalization of abortion.
Well, you know, I'm pro-life and have been. It's from the standpoint of my own philosophy, I think we're finally in a position where I hope wrong decisions are going to be righted. And this is going to take us to a far better, far more humane place as a nation. I think that the United States is one of only seven nations in the world that allow abortion up to the moment that you just described, up to the moment of birth or even after. I think China and North Korea are also on that list, if you think about how barbaric those societies can be. So if that indeed is the move, that's in the right direction. But I've been hesitant to comment on this or get too engaged because I want to respect the process that the Supreme Court has to go through. This should be a confidential process until they announce their final decision. They have not yet done that. Yet, I think it's clear that the radical left would not have leaked this memo if they didn't feel desperate to begin to put massive pressure on the justices to change their votes. So I think that's what's going on here, is it's an intimidation campaign. They're willing to destroy yet another sacred institution here in America, this time the Supreme Court, just to get their way. And it's absolutely disgraceful that this leak has occurred.
Senator, yesterday, former President Obama and his wife issued a pretty lengthy statement, over 700 words, and they called on people to rise up, to take to the streets. And then last night, there were violent riots in downtown Los Angeles. One police officer was injured. Do you think it was appropriate for President Obama to call for protests like that?
No, I don't think it's appropriate at all. And this is the same playbook that was used before the 2020 election. Stirring up unrest. I guess they're going to go back to defunding the police now. It's not the way America should react or behave. First, we shouldn't be in this situation again, but for the leak that took place, and no one's been held to account at this point yet, although I'm hopeful that Justice Roberts will get to the bottom of it. But to have leaders like this come out and suggest that violence is the right response to a political, political debate, a debate that we've been having in this country for years, and one that I hope is going to be resolved in the right manner. It's just amazing.
Senator Bill Hagerty is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Senator, a few days ago, you made headlines. You were questioning the Attorney General about Hunter Biden, and specifically whether or not President Biden was involved with Hunter's business deals. And I was very surprised that the Attorney General refused to answer a pretty straightforward question.
Oh, he dodged the questions completely. I mean, there's such an obvious conflict of interest here, Todd. And if you think about how attorneys general have handled conflicts of interest in the past, they put in place special prosecutors. What you've got here is Hunter Biden under criminal investigation for tax fraud and money laundering. If you look at what he has done in terms of influence peddling, his partners actually working out of the White House, going to meet Joe Biden and Biden's staff when he was vice president. If you look at the trip that Hunter Biden took with his father to communist China, introducing his father to his then eventual business partner, the fact that that Hunter Biden got $1 million a year as a board fee for serving on the board of an energy company in Ukraine called Burisma at the same time that his father was responsible for Ukraine policy. I mean, a $3.5 million payment from the billionaire there in Moscow. All of this stuff happening at the same time Joe Biden's having his pictures made with Burisma executives. He's there with Hunter. This is clearly an access an influence question that needs to be resolved to the satisfaction of the American people. How do you do that when you've got the commander-in-chief saying publicly that his son did nothing wrong, the attorney general who reports to him? That puts the attorney general in a pretty bad spot. How do you run a clean investigation when you're getting the direction of your boss, who can fire you, that the outcome needs to be, my son did nothing wrong? That's his position. And Attorney General Garland could not answer that question and, you know, said basically, trust me. I don't think the American people are going to, quote, trust him in this situation.
And you laid this all out in a terrific column over at Fox News, and you point out that the emerging evidence indicates the president, while serving as vice president and preparing to run for president, was involved with and the financial beneficiary of Hunter Biden's foreign business ventures.
Well, the laptop has proven a treasure trove of information about the Biden family business and how involved Joe Biden was in that business. But we'd even heard before the Biden laptop investigation occurred about the big guy. You know, Hunter Biden's partner, Tony Bobulinski, came forward and said that the guy who gets 10% is Joe Biden. But you've got even more damning information that's come forward since then, now that we've had access to this, where you see, you know, very deep connections, where you've got memos talking about Hunter Biden paying for the lavish lakes, you know, waterfront home that Joe Biden maintains, that Joe Biden needs some reassurances about what his income is going to be. This is at the time when Joe Biden was serving as vice president of the United States, and the taxpayers are covering Joe Biden's living expenses. And if you think about, you know, what's occurred even more recently as Joe Biden has become president, Joe Biden meets with President Xi, and then immediately after that, Hunter Biden's lawyer announces that Hunter has finally sold his interest in an entity called BHR that he owned in partnership with Chinese Communist Party entities. They don't disclose, you know, how much profit Hunter made, exactly when he sold it, et cetera. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Senator, if the Republicans are able to retake the House and the Senate, do you anticipate getting to the bottom of that question, the one that the Attorney General refused to answer?
I absolutely do. And I think back to another Tennessee senator, a very famous senator, who asked a question during the Watergate investigation. What did the president know, and when did he know it?
Howard
Baker.
That's
the question that needs to be asked here. Exactly.
Well, that's, you know, I did not realize until I read your column that infamous saying came from a Tennessee senator, the great Howard Baker.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
All right.
And the time has come for the public to find out.
All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. By the way, are you a big Star Wars guy by any chance, Senator?
I'd have to leave that to my kids, Todd.
No, yeah, no.
The question's better than me.
Well, apparently today's a Star Wars holiday, so may the 4th be with you, Senator.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Todd. All the best.
Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Let's hope, and I am, look, there are a number of reasons why the Republicans need to retake the House and the Senate, but I do hope that we're able to get to the bottom of this Biden crime syndicate scandal, and that's what it is. I mean, Joe Biden has not held a job outside of public service, and yet he is a multi-millionaire many times over. We got to get to the bottom of that. All right, 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, we are celebrating the 4th of May, which is a Star Wars holiday. Grace Baker, you're the Star Wars aficionado here. Is that the actual, is it Star Wars Day or?
Yeah, this is the official, like, Star Wars Day. And it's because of the phrase, may the force be with you, may the 4th be with you. That's where it came from.
No, I get that. I just didn't know if it was May the 4th be with you holiday or if it was, you know,
you're
George Lucas
it,
Day.
Nah.
I got a call from our good buddy Wyatt over the Nevada Talk Network who said it's also Dave Brubaker Day. So do not ask, Grace. I can see the look.
I'm sorry, ask.
I'm
really
Google.
Confused.
Google. Great musician.
Okay.
You can look it up. Here is the question for a prize pack for the day. We want to know who stars as the famous Han Solo in the original Star Wars film. Who was the famous Han Solo? Who was the original star in the Star Wars film? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Want to welcome one of our brand new affiliates, Austin, Texas. Our good friends over at KTXW, The Bridge. And we're excited to have those guys, AM and FM, and welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show family. So we're always excited about the new affiliates that we have. Hey, by the way, big debate tonight on Newsmax. Greta Van Susteren from over at Fox News, formerly at Fox News, is going to be moderating the debate featuring Dr. Oz for the U.S. Senate. So you're going to want to check that out on Newsmax TV tonight. Also, you know, emergencies happen anytime. No power, no lights, no news. Federal agencies are now urging families to have an emergency radio. I've got one. Newsmax, by the way, they publish Newsmax magazine, a terrific publication, and they want to make sure you get your hands on a World Band Emergency Radio free. And here's how they're going to do it. You subscribe to Newsmax magazine, they're going to send you a free radio. This thing is pretty awesome, doesn't need batteries, has a hand crank and a super LED flashlight. The radio also includes a NOAA weatherband radio, a long-range AM receiver, FM band, even a USB for cell phones. Normally, this Dynamo emergency radio retails for $30, but you're going to get it free with a discounted Newsmax magazine subscription. I mean, it's a great deal. So check it out, gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or give them a call, 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. All right, let's... let's get to the phones here. We've been playing a little 4th of July. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars trivia today. Conway, Arkansas. Scott on the line. Scott, how are you?
Todd, how are you, my friend?
I am well. Thank you for asking. And we have a trivia question on the table. We want to know who stars as Han Solo in the original Star Wars films.
This almost sounds like a trick question to me, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be Harrison Ford.
Yep, no trick there, my friend. It is, in fact, Harrison Ford. And congratulations, Scott. We're going to hook you up with a prize, a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'm actually going to – I'll give that to a good friend of mine because I have one that you've already signed. So I'm going to give that to somebody that I know would really enjoy it.
Scott, we're going to put you on hold, and Grace will get your info. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So where do we go from here? You've got Joe Biden out there raising all sorts of a ruckus, accusing all of you people out there in MAGA world of being a bunch of extremists. Meanwhile, the Biden administration about to declare war on unborn babies. They're going to try to shove through legislation. I don't think they're going to be able to do it because these Democrats know, they absolutely know that if they try to push back on the abortion issue, it is a losing venture for every Democrat in a southern or Midwestern state. And if you don't think the country has gone conservative on this issue, you don't know what you're talking about. We had a study a couple of days ago we were talking about where a majority of Generation Zers are pro-life And we're talking about Democrats and Republicans. And I think it's because that generation, they have seen what abortion has done in this country. It is a terrible thing. But going back to what happened last night in Ohio and Indiana, this was a great day for Donald Trump. And this serves as a lesson for all of you establishment Republicans out there. You venture away from the Trump agenda, not the man, but the agenda, then you do so at your own peril. It's as simple as that. Now, what really concerns me, there are some areas of the nation where the Republicans don't even want to fight, and they don't even want to put up any candidates. It's like they've already surrendered. I got an email from one of our listeners last night, and they were complaining about the fact that about a half a dozen or so local races, no Republicans wanted to run. But when they did some investigation, they determined that party leadership is now party leadership in some areas of America. They're actually telling people, okay, you're going to be the nominee. They're not even allowing Republicans to primary each other. And that reeks of establishment politics. No, I'm not going to name where it happened. I'm just telling you it happened. And it's happening all over the country. So look, the Republicans better wake up. And this abortion ruling has lit a fire under the Democrats. And you're going to see them rise up in big, big numbers in the fall. So this is not a gimme now. Before the leak, I would have said it, and I still believe the Republicans are going to win. The question is, will it be a big win? And that remains to be seen right now. But we have, we've seen the Republican leadership, the establishment Republicans, and they are very capable of losing this. Very capable. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. By the way, there's another senatorial debate down in Georgia, and Herschel Walker was a no-show. I mean, the guy's, he's polling at about 53-54%, so no doubt that he's going to be the nominee. But I just think this is a bad move on his part. Herschel's had the opportunities, and he needs to take advantage of these opportunities to debate, get up on the stage, find out what it's like to take the tough questions and deal with the back and forth of a debate. I would rather him do that now than wait until this fall when he actually has to debate the Democrat for real. So it's a bad move, and I hope Herschel reconsiders, but, you know, what are you going to do? All you can do is offer advice. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Great to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the fastest growing conservative podcast in America, the Monica Crowley Podcast. Monica Crowley, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, so good to be back with you. Thank you so much.
And by the way, congratulations on this podcast. I've become a fan, and you're getting all the A-listers that are, I mean, I don't know who handles your booking, but they do a great job.
Well, thank you. You're talking to my booker.
Is that, you see, I thought Grace Baker was working on the side or something. Maybe she had a side gig.
Well, I'll tell you, you are very fortunate to have the lovely Grace. She is fantastic. But, you know, over the years, I've built up a pretty good Rolodex. And so all I do is reach out. And I've got some terrific guests coming on the podcast. And I'm really, really proud of it. We're having a ball.
Monica, you have also got one of the funniest Twitter feeds. I mean, the snark is strong with you. My favorite today, presidential dementia running strong today.
Yeah, he was really out to lunch today. I mean, as opposed to other days when he's only like marginally out to lunch. Look, we are in a very dangerous position. You and I have talked about this. And, you know, I think the American people now, it's very clear that this president is in severe cognitive decline. And I keep making the point that dementia is a progressive disease. It never gets better. It only gets worse. And a lot of people will see him like today sort of go off the rails. He can't really follow a teleprompter. He can't put together a coherent thought, never mind a coherent sentence. And a lot of people think, oh, it's really sad. Well, it is sad for him and his family, but for the country, I think most Americans are absolutely furious that we are in this position where the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, who has the nuclear codes by his side, that he has dementia. I think most of us are absolutely furious that we're in this spot right now.
And Monica, let's go back to that presidential cycle where you had a lot of Democrats that would have been capable, more so than Joe Biden. I mean, there were nut jobs like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, but they had better and stronger and more cognitive skills than Joe Biden had. And I'm just wondering how did that happen that Joe Biden was the best they had to offer?
Well, he wasn't, but he was trailing in the polls until the South Carolina primary. And you'll recall, Todd, that one James Clyburn, civil rights icon, stepped up and endorsed Joe Biden right before that primary. And so a lot of black voters came out. And once Biden had Clyburn's blessing, they came out and put him over the top in South Carolina, and that gave him the momentum that he needed to go through the rest of the primaries and win. But I will say that's sort of the top line explanation. The hidden hand in all of this is Barack and Michelle Obama, maybe even the Clinton machine. They needed a Democratic nominee and then a Democratic president whom they could control. And in fact, in the past, Obama is on record sort of half joking, saying, oh, I wish I could get a third term by getting someone in there that I could control. Ha ha. Well, now I think we're actually living that real experience here. Biden has always been a jerk and a hack. Now he's a jerk and a hack with dementia. But that makes him perfect for the leftist power brokers actually controlling him, his administration, and the country.
Then you tie in what happened with the Supreme Court leak, and you're telling me that just by chance you had hundreds of protesters showing up immediately. You have Obama out there with a 700-word statement calling on people to get out there and march in the streets. I think this is the chaos they're looking for to take us into the midterm elections.
Yes, that's exactly right, and I've tweeted that as well, that they were looking desperately for a pretext to stoke the kind of chaos and mayhem that got them the 2020 election. Remember, in 2020, you had Black Lives Matter, the George Floyd riots, you had American cities burning down in flames. You had all of this chaos, COVID chaos and the rest. That kind of chaos allows the Marxist to have an open lane in order to destroy so that they can rebuild in their own image. They need the chaos. So therefore, they want the chaos. And what you're seeing now, I think, with this Supreme Court leak and a lot of other things coming down the pike is that they're looking for a pretext to do it all over again, because they know that as it stands now, the Republicans are pretty well set for a very good night in early November with the midterms, assuming these races are clean, Todd. The Republicans are set for a good night. So in order to disrupt that, they only have one choice, and that is to stoke chaos. I think that they are very misguided in this. I think people's views on abortion are already well baked into the cake. And while you might get some radicals and some pockets of women here and there who are completely outraged by all of this, I don't think it's going to mobilize general election voters the way they think it's going to. I think, you know, when you look at the abortion polling, the trend has been trending toward pro-life for quite a while. And now it's about 50-50, and it never was that. The majority of the country was almost always pro-choice, and now it's about 50-50, even tilting pro-life. So they're trying desperately to mobilize their base and to get the chaos going and to get the shock troops into the street, because that's the only way they can win, and they know it.
I love how Matt Gaetz framed the issue, writing on Twitter, how many of the women rallying against overturning Roe are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly returned from protest to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble matches. Jeez, Alou.
Pretty accurate description.
Very vivid, very vivid. Monica Crowley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Monica, a fascinating statistic. Breitbart had this. They were weighing in on the aftermath of those primaries in Indiana and Ohio. Trump is 55-0 on his endorsement so far this year.
It has been absolutely incredible. And in fact, I talk about it on my podcast today. So if you're not subscribing, it's free. Get on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your shows, and subscribe right away so you get today's show, because I spent a good deal of time talking about this. This, it, actually, yesterday with these primaries, he had 22 Trump-endorsed candidates won. As you say, going back a couple of weeks when we first started this season, he's 55-0. So this is clearly Trump's party. It is an America First party. It's all about making America great again. And this is the worst nightmare of the left and the Republican establishment. And I talk about this today on the podcast. They spent the last, 6 years or so trying to destroy Donald Trump with everything they had for a whole variety of reasons, Todd. But one of the biggest reasons is because they were absolutely petrified that Donald Trump would give rise to hundreds of other baby Trumps. And hundreds of other baby Trumps, this is exactly what's happened. You have J.D. Vance, you have members of Congress who are all now America First, endorsed by Trump. They're all coming up. They're all running for office on this America First platform, and they are winning. And again, this is everybody's worst nightmare in the establishment, because they thought they could destroy Trump and then be done with the whole movement. Well, we're telling them not so fast. This movement is still hitched to Donald Trump, but it's not exclusive to Donald Trump. He created it. He rode the wave. He maximized it. But now it's him, but it's also all of these other people that have been allowed to embrace their patriotism and an America First agenda because of Donald Trump. And so this movement is not going anywhere, and it's only gaining steam.
And it has to kill the Bushes and the Romneys and the Cheneys, because Donald Trump is the kingmaker of the Republican Party right now.
Absolutely. It's got to be driving them absolutely insane. They're trying everything they can to try to hurt him or destroy him. I've got news for you. They've been talking about the walls closing in on Donald Trump for about 6 years now, and there's been nothing, because he didn't do anything wrong. The only thing he's done is try to save America.
All right. Monica, got to leave it there. Congrats on the success on the podcast. And folks, subscribe. If you got to listen to this, you got to be in the know. And we have direct links to Monica's podcast on our live show blog. All right, Monica, have a great day.
So nice of you. Thanks as always, Todd.
All right. Monica Crowley, everybody. By the way, big shindig tonight at Mar-a-Lago, Dinesh D'Souza's movie debut, the latest documentary, 2000 Mules. And that is a jaw-dropping documentary. And we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, when you reach a certain age And yours truly is, well, I'm kind of at that age. You know, I'm 54. But you got to take your vitamins. And, you know, when I was growing up, I just didn't do a lot of vitamins. I did the Flintstones, right? But one of the real reasons, I just don't like taking the pills. You know, you got to, usually they're like the size of the horse pills, you know what I'm talking about? And they get stuck in your throat. You got to go get some water. And it's just a pain in the butt. Well, I've got some great news for all of you folks. There's another way. And it's pretty awesome. They've been doing, look, vitamins, it's the same since the 1930s. You got the big horse pills, you got to swallow them. But it turns out that, and the scientists have done these studies, that when you take one of these vitamins in a pill form, it doesn't work all that well. You don't get to absorb most of the nutrients or the vitamins. And if that's the case, then it's just a waste of your money. And that's why I have made the switch to Healthy Cell. Did this about 3.5-4 weeks ago. And folks, it's pretty awesome. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, and it is a delicious tasting ingestible gel. It's sort of like the yogurt. You know those little pouches, you know, where you can just slurp the yogurt on the go? It's the exact same process. Grace, why are you laughing at me?
You mean go-gurt?
Is that what it is? Oh, go-gurt.
You were like, yogurt. And I'm like, that's something you use regular yogurt.
Stop.
Go-gurt.
Stop. Don't mess with Papa Fett. It's Go-Gurt. Oh, geez-a-loo. I've been saying this wrong for like 3 days now. Why didn't you correct me? The staff has turned against me. This is not good. This is not good. Bo Sternly never did this to Rush. So Go-Gurt. Yeah, so it's just like the Go-Gurt. I mean they're pretty cool. And by the way, they taste like blueberries, strawberries. It's really delicious. Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than the pills do. My personal favorite, the sleep packs. They have an REM sleep pack. I take one of those gel packs before I hit literally my pillow, and lickety split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So here's what I want you to do. Go to HealthyCell.com. That's HealthyCell.com. And you're going to get 20% off your entire first order. You got to use my code Todd, T-O-T-D, at checkout. HealthyCell.com. All sorts of great products. And I recommend them all. It has really, really, I can already feel the difference, and I've only been taking it for, you know, a couple of weeks now. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, bad news, men. Joy Behar, one of the squawking magpies over on The View, is suggesting that women conduct a sex strike. So the gals on The View say, no more sex. No, I'm not going to go. You know, I feel bad for the girls over on The View. And it's maybe they can't help themselves. I don't know. But let's be honest. Would you really want to go out with one of those gals?
I was going to say, Todd, do you think they're saying this to make themselves feel better? Do you think they're already on a sex strike?
Well, you get to say that.
Yes,
otherwise,
I can.
Otherwise, the feminazis come after me. And
also,
I don't want them coming after me.
Yeah. I'm not going to dig that hole any deeper.
There's just too much testosterone on that program.
I know.
Now, tying that in with another story that has landed in our stack of stuff here, Grace Baker, the headline from the New York Post, NASA wants to launch naked pictures of humans into space in the hopes of attracting aliens.
I don't know about attracting aliens. They might be like, woof, and just leave.
So here's the story from the New York Post, Grace. NASA scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space. They want to lure aliens to us.
But why? I say leave us alone. I think they'd see what's, in the words of Senator Kennedy, I think they'd see what's going on in the White House and turn right on back to their homeland.
You see, it depends on who the naked people are.
Are we picking like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Or are we picking off
Michael Moore and Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
I mean,
Howard Stern.
It seems to me you would want to send the photos of Michael Moore and Rosie O'Donnell and
send them
into space, because I think that would horrify the alien population.
It would be a good defense mechanism.
You know, and the aliens, you know, because I'm not sure if the aliens, what their attractions are, you know, what do the aliens find attractive?
I'm not sure I want to know. I say just stay on your planet, we'll stay on ours, buddy.
You see, I'm for that. Let bygones be bygones.
Let bygones be bygones. I know we made that movie E.T., just forgive us.
Scientists think the pixelated illustration of a naked man and woman waving hello could help us finally make contact with the extraterrestrials.
Oh, look, they look very friendly.
Well, they've got these, yeah, I don't know.
What if in their language and their mannerisms, waving hello means something like, well, not very nice.
Or exposing your private parts to, oh, those are pixelated. So the aliens could be like, oh my God, what's wrong with these people?
I was going to say, I mean, you could exaggerate a lot of features or shrink them.
It's the aliens. I mean, what do they find attractive? It's like, depends. Oh, there's a full-figured woman. I don't know. There's a brawny man.
I don't know.
I think this is asking for trouble.
I think it's asking for a lot of trouble.
Are you one of those people? Are you an Art Bell person? Do you think there are like UFOs and ET, extraterrestrials?
I think there is life on other planets, but not in the way that we think life. Like, I don't think there's just these alien creatures walking around that are as intelligent as humans.
I just don't know if butt-naked Michael Moore is the first contact we want to make in America. Or for planet Earth, for that.
ET phone home.
Put some pants on, sir. Put some pants on. All right, folks, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, it's a weird day. I don't know what's in the water. So let's see. You got some lunatic storming the stage to attack Dave Chappelle. And that guy's arm looks like a pretzel now, thanks to security. You got President Biden out there saying that all of you Make America Great Again people, which is yours truly as well, we're just a bunch of extremists. And now the squawking magpies over on The View have announced that they are launching a sex strike in America. So... You can't make this stuff up. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, and by the way, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio program. Our good friend, the political strategist, Steve Gill. Hello, Steve. How are you today?
I am just so grateful that I could knock having sex with any of the View women off my to-do list.
I know, it's very disappointing. Oh, and the other part,
very safe.
The other part of that, and Steve, I know, it's going to be a sacrifice. The nation is suffering. So, the other big story is that apparently NASA wants to, where is that story? NASA wants to launch images of naked people into space in hopes of attracting alien life forms.
So all we're going to attract is alien perverts and pedophiles. I think, again, they're not thinking this through. It's kind of like all those science fiction movies that start off with somebody saying, hey, what if we replicated dinosaur DNAs and brought back the Tyrannosaurus Rex? And they don't think through, and they've never apparently watched any other science fiction movie before they start doing these things.
Well, as Grace Baker and I were discussing this in great detail in the last segment, Steve, my concern is, you know, that it not be someone like Michael Moore, because I'm not sure the aliens would want to make first contact if that's their first image of who the Earthlings are.
Well, and again, to bring back up the View ladies, let's not use any of them. But at the same time, you know, let's not send the hottest, most fit bodies into space, because that would be false advertising.
Well, fair enough. I mean, so I don't know. So Lizzo, Joy Behar, I don't know. All right.
Would protect us from the aliens that want to eat humans that we see in the science fiction movies. They wouldn't come near here if those are the images we're putting out.
But you see, if I'm an alien, I would probably not want to eat like a skinny American because, you know, they're bony. They want the good meaty kind. So they'd hit southern. Like, they'd go to the southern states.
We've become the Golden Corral of the universe. You know, the buffet is open.
I love it. Steve, feel free to hang up anytime now. Save yourself, Steve. So, Steve, look, big primaries yesterday in Ohio and Indiana. And the big news, and we were talking with Monica Crowley about this the last hour, President Trump 55-0 in his endorsements.
Yeah, and 22-0 yesterday just in Ohio and Indiana. So, I mean, he is certainly showing people why he's doing these rallies around the country, because it is motivating the, you know, conservative MAGA voters. They are turning out. They are following his endorsement. And I think my question early on would be whether or not his supporters would be transferable to other candidates. And so far we're seeing that, you know, his thumbs up for a candidate gives them a great sense of momentum, probably helps their fundraising, and is certainly carrying the day so far. So a lot of times, you know, endorsements don't transfer the popularity of an individual to others. But in this case, sure, like Trump's endorsement does carry an extraordinary amount of weight.
I thought it was fascinating. You know, Trump sitting back at Mar-a-Lago, got the Diet Coke in hand, watching J.D. Vance out there trailing fourth place out of four in the polls, single-digit numbers. The guy has made a career of bashing not just the president, called him Hitler, and his supporters. And Trump says, watch this, guys. Gives him the endorsement. And, look, I don't know. You know, they're going to have to work out whatever issues there are, and I guess they have. But Trump gave the guy his endorsement. He wins the day. Comes from behind.
Well, and you've got other, I think in May 24th or so, you've got the Georgia primary, where, again, the power and clout of Trump will start to play out there as well. I don't know that he has weighed in on the Kemp-Purdue race as heavy as he is in some of these other races. He's endorsed Purdue, and the latest polls I've seen, you have Governor Kemp continuing to lead and by a sizable margin. But, you know, Trump goes in, does a rally, that may turn things around in Georgia.
Well, let's jump in here and talk about that. I was hoping we would get to Georgia because the president has done that. You know, he did a rally. I was surprised by, I was there and I was one of the speakers, and I heard Purdue give that speech, and it was polite applause, but it wasn't enthusiastic applause. It wasn't the kind of applause that Herschel Walker got. And I'm curious, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, the polls are skewed. Well, the same polling agencies are giving Herschel Walker a landslide lead right now. And every single one of the polls that's come out, you've got Purdue trailing by massive double digits.
And I'm not sure why that is, because, you know, Purdue was popular as a senator. If Trump had urged his voters to turn out in those runoff elections in Georgia after the November election for the runoffs, we probably would have picked up two of those Senate seats. And as it turned out, you know, a lot of Trump MAGA voters stayed home, and Purdue still narrowly lost. So, you know, I think he's popular, but, you know, Kemp has apparently done a good job in the view of the voters down in Georgia, and they're sticking with him, at least at this point in the polls. And I'm not sure whether another rally turns that around. I'm not sure what they can do to create new momentum. Although when you look at the results in Indiana and Ohio, that may have folks in Georgia take another look.
You know, we've got a lot of Georgia listeners, Steve, and they've been telling me that this goes back to how Kemp handled the pandemic, how he opened the state back up. He ignored the stuff coming from the CDC and the White House, and people seem to really respect him for that. But again, I think Purdue, as he's a multimillionaire, good man, good, not saying anything about the man's character at all. I think he has a hard time relating to the average Georgian, and I think that's being evidenced in the polling data we're seeing.
And as we've seen, Todd, people like to vote for somebody they like. I mean, the policies matter a lot, but they also want to feel like it's somebody they'd want to go have lunch with or breakfast with and share some time with. And And again, I think Purdue does come off a lot more stiff, a lot more distant. And, you know, we know in politics that it's what have you done for me lately? And while they might not appreciate how Kemp handled the election, the vote count, I think the handling of COVID and being more open and transparent and not being one of the mask Nazis, I think is helping Kemp, because it's what have you done lately, and that's the latest thing that's on people's mind.
And let me say this, though. This could get interesting for President Trump. I mean, this could be, you know, 55-1. I don't know. Things can change. People's minds can change. I do know this. Former President Bush is hosting a big-dollar fundraiser for Brian Kemp in Texas. And that makes me wonder if Trump is going to really double down, head back to Georgia, and really try to put the screws to Brian Kemp.
Well, and I think, you know, hopefully Trump's advisors are telling him you've got to look at the long game, not just the short game of, you know, okay, take one loss, but make sure that you've not scorched the earth so that you can't come back and forgive and forget Kemp the same way that he's done with J.D. Vance in Ohio. I mean, J.D. Vance had, you know, skewered Trump.
Called him Hitler.
Trump forgave and pulled behind him. I think Trump and his advisors need to focus in Georgia on, okay, if Kemp wins the primary, as it appears he may do in a couple of weeks, we've got to make sure we keep Georgia in the red column with a governor instead of turning it blue and doing what we saw in the runoff elections with Warnock. We've got to make sure that the Republicans keep the state house in Georgia. And I think that if Trump's advisors are talking to him, they've got to be urging him to not go scorched earth in Georgia. Don't play Sherman, you know, find a way to be conciliatory and keep things open to make sure we keep that seat in the right column.
Yeah, because somebody's going to be taking on Stacey Abrams, and they can't be damaged goods. So we're going to need all hands on deck there. Steve Gill.
And keep in mind that in Florida 4 years ago, DeSantis barely won by a half point. Now, he's by most polls in Georgia or in Florida now leading by 8-9 points, but narrowly. DeSantis kept the governor's office in Florida in Republican hands against a guy that then got arrested for, you know, dealing crack cocaine or something. So these are narrow margins sometimes, and you don't want to take a narrow win and turn it into a narrow loss.
Steve, big picture, looking at where the races are going in the midterms, I think we were looking at a massive tsunami for Republicans. Now that the Supreme Court ruling has pseudo-leaked, I'm not so sure about that, because now you're going to have a lot of Democrats that are going to be motivated to get out and vote. Where do you see all this going?
You know, first of all, let me say that this leak is the most egregious thing that we have ever seen in Supreme Court history. The Democrats have shown they're willing to burn down the country and certainly burn down institutions like the Supreme Court to protect the right to kill unborn babies, and it is... It is disgusting, frankly, and the fact that the Democrats and the president are not calling it out. They're so focused on trying to gin up an issue that they think will win them votes in the fall that they're ignoring the real damage that's been done. Now, I think that it will motivate Democrat voters, but it will motivate the Democrat voters that were already motivated against Republicans. I don't know that other than the radical activist, let's kill babies up to the moment and after the moment of birth, radicals that you have in places like California, in Colorado, they've institutionalized abortion in their laws and are putting it in their constitution. I don't think that it motivates folks in the swing districts necessarily. The rabid voters that live and die by abortion that they may never get or may never have the opportunity to need is not the voters that are really the swing voters. And again, I think people are going to be voting their pocketbooks. They're going to be looking at gas prices. They're going to be looking at the threat of war. They're looking at the chaos, the dangers in the streets. You know, the murder of unborn babies may not motivate them as much as the murders that are happening in these blue cities run by Democrats. So I think there are a lot of other issues that are going to be higher on the agenda of voters come fall rather than the abortion issue that is simply turning it back to states where voters and legislators that they elect get a say, rather than unelected judges.
Yeah, well said. All right, Steve, we're going to leave it there. Always great to get your insight. Steve Gill, host of The Gill Report. And you can find Steve on Twitter @TheGillReport. All right, Steve, have a good one, sir.
Thanks, Todd. Let's keep our clothes on and not attract aliens.
God bless America, planet Earth. All right. Thanks, Steve. Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. By the way, today is Star Wars Day. Jeez, oh, my. Where do we put the orchestra in here? Good golly. Scare the living daylights out of me. Got a heart condition, for crying out loud. All right. Here's the deal. Grace, why are you laughing?
Oh, just, you know, we may not have be able to afford a Christmas party this year, but gosh darn it, we got an orchestra.
We do have
for Star Wars Day.
The Memphis Philharmonic.
Yeah.
The Collierville Philharmonic.
Playhouse on the Square.
All right. Oh, there you go. All right. So here's the deal. We're going to ask you a trivia question. And if you know the answer, you will win a prize. A copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw. And if you've won something in the past, I don't know, 30 days, you can't call in. Grace is going to yell at you, so don't call in. All right, here we go. In Star Wars, what do they call the invisible power that binds the galaxy together? What is the glue that binds the galaxy together in the Star Wars world? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm trying to build with the music here. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Go to the phones. Salem, Oregon. Nathaniel, listening to us on the great KYKN. Nathaniel, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Nathaniel, I'm well. Is the force with you, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
So the invisible power that binds the galaxy together is called?
The force.
Yes! Yes! I sort of gave away the answer there, didn't I, Nathaniel?
Yes.
It's late in the show. It's a Wednesday. What do you want me to do, Nathaniel? Hey, congratulations, sir. We're going to hook you up with a signed copy of my new book. And by the way, Nathaniel, I'm not talking out of school here, but we're actually working on a big event. We're going to be bringing the show to Salem, and we're going to be hanging out with our good friends at KYKN.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so we'll be telling you guys more about that in the coming weeks. Meantime, I'm going to put you, Nathaniel, on hold so we can get you hooked up with a prize. And we may have one more question or so coming up. I have a question, though, for all you people in Arkansas. Is Sarah Huckabee Sanders the conservative candidate for governor in your state? Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be speaking with Doc Washburn, who was a longtime talk radio host. He was a very popular talk radio host on KARN. And Doc Washburn is now running for governor of Arkansas. He says he is the true conservative in that gubernatorial race in Arkansas. And we're curious what you have to say about that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, big NBA game last night in Memphis. And I want to play some audio for you. We do things a little different here in Memphis. And there's a guy named Kingfish who can tear it up on the electric guitar. And they brought him out to play the national anthem last night. I want you to hear how it sounded in the Bluff City.
Thank you.
tearing it up. You're ready to go to war with somebody. Wow, way to go. Thank you, Kingfish. And a little bit of excitement there. You're not going to believe what Joe Biden just said. We're going to play. Grace can't even control herself right now. Joe Biden honoring Paralympics, and you can only imagine what happened. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good Lord. AT&T, are you still using Verizon? If so, why? Why would you do that, folks? There is a great wireless service out there, and you guys know who I'm talking about. Patriot Mobile, they're mobilizing freedom, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they support organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. They've got plans to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And get this, if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you even larger discounts. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, listen up. You got to use my promo code Todd, and then you're going to get free activation and a free gift along with those great discounts. Before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Live, we've got to play this audio for you. So President Biden is honoring the Olympic athletes at the White House today, and you wonder what could possibly go wrong. One of the athletes is in a wheelchair. They're honoring both the Olympic athletes and the Paralympic athletes. And this individual is wheelchair bound. Here's what President Biden said as he was throwing the athletes' T-shirts.
And wheelchair basketball player Matt Scott.
Here we go. Don't jump.
Well, he can't jump, you dithering idiot. He's in a wheelchair. Are you... folks, as Monica Crowley said, the dementia is strong today. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, great radio talk show host, a legendary talk radio host, and the man who wants to be the next governor of the great state of Arkansas, Doc Washburn. Doc, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd, thank you very much for your kind words. I'm humbled and honored. It's good to be here.
I guess better to be you than to be that poor guy that got embarrassed by President Biden. Jeez, Alou.
You know, not only is Joe Biden a dithering idiot, I would even go so far as to call him a blithering idiot. I think he's both.
Oh, yes, he could be both. That's a good point. Doc, let's talk about this race here. And Mike Huckabee is a regular on our program. And it's interesting because Sarah Sanders has been invited. Grace, how many times now? 72. And she has yet to make an appearance on the Todd Starnes Radio program. And I'm kind of curious as to why that is. I mean, it's very strange, but we're glad that you are here.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. One of the things that got people to call me and say, look, you need to run for governor. We got to have a choice in the Republican primary this May. So many comments on her Facebook page. Sarah, why won't you answer questions? Sarah, why won't you talk about issues? And when she endorsed U.S. Senator John Bozeman for re-election and U.S. Congressman French Hill for re-election, both of whom ridiculed the idea that the election was stolen, both of whom blamed Donald Trump for violence on January 6th, people were just freaking out all over her Facebook page. And I started getting the calls. I told people what I've always told. Sorry, you got the wrong guy. I'm never going to run for office. Then Jan Morgan called me, who is primarying Senator Bozeman, and said, look, you don't understand what's going on here. We're about to lose our country. Good people like you need to stand up and run for office. You need to talk to your wife and pray about it. Well, when you tell a Christian to talk to his wife and pray about something he doesn't want to do, I couldn't say no. Oh, okay, Jan, I'll talk to my wife. We'll pray about it. She said, honey, this is way over my head. I trust your judgment. But I knew the Proverbs say that there is wisdom in the abundance of counselors. So on Monday night, February 7th, I met with 10 or 11 people in a conference room in a church in North Little Rock, and we talked for 2.5 hours, basically about, should I do this? And the two main questions I remember, one was, okay, so you got fired from the radio show because you wouldn't accept Cumulus Media's vaccine mandate. A lot of people don't know what happened to you. So if you ran for governor, would this be a publicity stunt to tell people about your podcast? Or would you actually be trying to win? I said, no, you don't do a publicity stunt running for governor. No, I would be trying to win. The other question was, what would your top priority be? I said, to glorify God, because we're supposed to glorify God in everything that we do. And Jan Morgan said, that's what I've been waiting to hear. At the end of the 2.5 hours, it was unanimous. Everybody said, we hope you do this. So I was supposed to meet with Saline County Republican Women's Club the next evening, and I told them what I thought it meant that Sarah had endorsed people who stabbed President Trump in the back, and she was ignoring all of the people who were upset about that, what it meant that so many people were complaining she won't answer any questions, she won't be in any kind of forum where she has to actually talk about issues, and also what it meant that when Governor Hutchinson of Arkansas endorsed her, she said what a great job he's been doing. Now, this is the same Governor Hutchinson. Anybody who's watched Tucker Carlson might remember, who a few months back vetoed a bill to outlaw puberty blockers, chemical castration of children, because Walmart wanted him to. Went on Tucker Carlson, lied about it. Tucker proved he was lying. It's definitely because Walmart wanted him to. And Sarah won't talk about that. She won't say a word about that. He was overwhelmingly, his veto overridden by almost all the Republicans in the state legislature. The other thing recently that's happened that she will not mention, tomorrow will be 3 weeks since the state Supreme Court in Arkansas ruled that if a school district wants to force mask your children from 3 years old to 12th grade, you as a parent, nothing you can do about it. They could do whatever they want to. Again, Walmart, Tyson, and the chamber like that. So Sarah's not going to say anything about it. And it's outrageous. And I'm sick and tired. And so are Arkansans of Walmart, Tyson, and the Chamber of Commerce shoving their liberal ideology down our throats and trying to run this state. And we need a governor who will put a stop to that.
Now, Doc, the last polling data I saw was from back in February. Sarah was up by nearly 10 points over her competitors in that race. So what are you hearing now, boots on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, she was up over 10% over whatever Democrat is going to get the nomination when it comes to the general election. Everywhere I go, I give my message about lowering taxes and completely getting rid of the state income tax now, not 0.2% a year like Sarah and Governor Hutchinson want to do, completely getting rid of the state income tax on small businesses and the state tax on used goods, including used cars. And everywhere that I share my message, people come up to me afterwards and say, look, we were supporting Sarah. We were sending her money. We never heard of you before. Or if you're in Little Rock, we wonder what happened to you while you're not on the radio. But now we're going to support you. I mean, that happens everywhere I go, up in Walmart country, down in the Delta, Northeast Arkansas, Southwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, everywhere I go. So, you know, if I get my message out to enough people, I'll be the nominee. All I have to do is talk to people for a few minutes, and they're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to, you know, take our Sarah bumper sticker off. Can we get one of you? And, you know, she's raised over $13 million. I don't even need 10% of that. If I can raise 1% of that, I'll get my message out to enough people using social media and radio commercials and things like that. Because on the issues, there's no comparison. She doesn't talk about issues. She just reminds you that she worked for Donald Trump. Well, something I would remind everybody who said what a great job she did for Donald Trump is several months before she left the White House, he ordered her to stop doing daily press briefings. As soon as Kayleigh McEnany comes in, they started doing daily press briefings every day, and Kayleigh knocked it out of the park. I mean, if she was doing such a great job for Trump, A, why did he order her to stop doing daily press briefings? And B, why is she endorsing all these people, saying all this horrible stuff about him. I mean, she goes to Indiana and fundraises with Mike Pence, who stabbed us all in the back on January 6, 2021.
Doc Washburn is running for governor, the Republican nomination there in the state of Arkansas. And we have a lot of Arkansas listeners. By the way, folks, our number 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Doc, I hear what you're saying. Trump, though, did give Sarah the endorsement in this race. Do you think he got it wrong?
Yeah, I think he got it wrong, but I think the endorsement was because she was loyal to him. And, you know, it would not be the first time that Trump endorsed somebody in the race and then the conservative beat that person. Lauren Boebert out in Colorado, when she was in the primaries a couple years ago, she's like, yeah, I don't know why President Trump endorsed my opponent in the primary, but I'm the America First candidate. I'm the Trump gal. And, of course, she won the primary, and she went on to be a member of the U.S. House. Whoever wins the Republican nomination for governor in this state is going to be the next governor. Sure, I think that President Trump got it wrong. But, again, I think he trusts Sarah, and I think he trusts her dad, Mike Huckabee. And, you know, one or the other of them got him to endorse John Bozeman quite some time back as soon as he got a primary opponent. And I guarantee you they didn't tell him all the bad stuff that John Bozeman has said about him. Now, he won't endorse Congressman French Hill because French Hill was one of a handful of Republicans who voted for Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission, and that got French Hill on Donald Trump's radar. So he won't endorse him. As a matter of fact, French Hill's Republican challenger, Colonel Conrad Reynolds, just came out a picture of him and Trump in Mar-a-Lago today. I don't know if he got the endorsement or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if he did.
All right. Well, how are things going out there now, Doc? I mean, you're going up against a powerful force there in the state. How are things?
Things are going great. I get a very positive response everywhere I go. One of the real surprises for us was a little while back, we got an invitation from the Benton County Republican Party. That's Walmart country. And we hadn't even reached out to them because I just figured, well, you know, that's Walmart country. Sarah will have that all wrapped up. Oh, no, no, no. I got 10 minutes to talk. I mentioned the old Spanish proverb, show me who you walk with and I'll show you who you are. Sarah walks with Governor Hutchinson, Senator Bozeman, Congressman French Hill, and Mike Pence. I got a standing O at the end of the address, about 150 or so people, and people were coming up to me just looking shocked, saying stuff like, I never could have imagined anybody could possibly peel away my support from Sarah for governor, but you just did. I'm going to support you. And I'm like, well, thank you. Please tell your friends. You know, if enough people go to electdocwashburn.com and chip in a few bucks, I'm going to be the nominee. She has turned, you know, people say, hey, you're going to challenge her to a debate? I'm like, well, no, I mean, I'd be happy to debate her, but she can't afford to. There are too many things that she can't talk about.
Doc, let me jump in here real quick. Lot of folks may not realize that you, I mean, the power of your radio program, your afternoon drive, you were crushing it, worked for Cumulus. And I want you to tell our listeners why you got fired from Cumulus. What happened?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So August 8th of last year, the tragically liberal CEO of Cumulus Media, Mary Berner, said she was really excited about how many of her employees had gotten vaccinated. She's very angry at the ones who didn't get vaccinated. And she's like, you know what? You got 2 months to be fully vaccinated. If you're not, you're out of here. I'm going to fire you. So I found out, I mean, Cumulus didn't say you can apply for a religious exemption, but I found out through my general manager in Little Rock. I'm like, okay, well, I'll apply for a religious exemption. You know, aborted fetal cells, that bothers me. So I applied for that and got real weird questions back. Again, you're talking a very liberal organization, Cumulus Media. You know, who's your spiritual leader? What he or she think about vaccines? I'm like, I'm not in a cult. I mean, the Lord is my spiritual leader. Pastor and the elders in my church are pro-life because they're Christians, but I don't know what they think about vaccines. And I said, look, I've been doing a show from home here for a couple of years. If you're concerned I'm going to infect somebody in the building of the radio stations with something I don't even have, why not just let me keep doing it from home? They ignored that. And sure enough, I was out of there.
Wow.
October 8th was my last day. And
how many years were you there?
Yeah, 7 years and 3 months. By far the longest job I've ever had in my
life. And, you know, when you're somewhere that long, you're thinking, oh, I could do double digits here. You know, it's going very well.
Hey, Doc.
I've got great ratings, making money. Yes, sir.
Doc, I want hang tight. I want to bring in a caller from Arkansas. Sure. Tanya is on the line. Tanya, you are on the air with Doc Washburn. I understand you like this guy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He is a stand-up guy. He is we the people. There you go, right there in a nutshell. And Todd Stearns, thank you for everything that you do, too. But what I wanted to call for, can you hear me okay?
You're coming in loud and clear, Tanya.
Okay, oh, yeah. Good deal, good deal. I just wanted to share my Sarah Huckabee Sanders story with you that, let's see, it was September 10th of 2021. So last year, I got face-to-face with her. I guess it was a big four. She put her big guard up where you couldn't. And asked her a question, actually two questions, one of which was, are the mandates constitutional? And I specified mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Are they constitutional? And she said, I don't agree with them. And I said, no, that's not what I asked you. You know, are they constitutional? You're running for governor here. You should know this. She says, well, I don't agree with them. And so I asked a second question. I said, if you're not going to answer my first question, let me ask you a second one. Where were you in the legislative session of 2021 that was 90 days long, and they extended it, and they extended it again? Why were you not up at the state capitol helping us push legislators to pass legislation that would protect Arkansans?
And I've got 20 seconds here. What did she say?
She was campaigning, and it takes a lot of time to campaign.
Does Doc Washburn have your vote, Tanya? Does Doc have your vote?
Oh, heck yes. Oh, yes.
Doc,
he's my support. I mean, I'm here to, I talk all day long every day about him and just, you guys, God's going to win all of this.
All right. Tanya,
Lord Jesus
Tanya,
Christ,
Tanya, we got to take a break here. Guys, got to help me out here. Tanya, we got to take a break. Doc, hang tight. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We've only got about 60 seconds here. Doc Washburn, final thoughts as you run for the GOP nomination in Arkansas against Sarah Sanders.
Yes, sir. Arkansas is one of the highest tax states in the country. If you elect me governor, I will drastically cut the taxes and bring back the economy in Arkansas, and I will also sign legislation outlawing mask and vaccine mandates. Whether they're from the government, whether they're from private employers or schools, we need to take our state back. There are two people running for the Republican nomination for governor. One's a liberal. The other's conservative. I'm the conservative. ElectDocWashburn.com. I need your help to get the message out. And Todd Storms, God bless you.
All right. All right, Doc, always good having you on the program, and we'll get you back on as the campaign progresses. That's Doc Washburn, everybody, running for governor. And again, for the sake of full disclosure, and we just think it's important for you to hear from all the candidates running, and we have invited Sarah Sanders on this program multiple times, and they keep turning us down because we are not Fox News Channel. We are not one of the big national television networks. So, and I think that's unfortunate. And you, the voter, will have to figure that out. But one of the smartest, most engaged audiences in all of politics, it's the radio community. I mean, you guys are reading, you're listening, you're up on the issues, and it's a, you guys are a smart audience. And that is well proven. I mean, I know that just from our conversations. But it's unfortunate when you have Republican candidates who do not want to come on these programs and take questions. All right. Tomorrow, folks, we're going to do this all over again. It's been a great day. Happy Star Wars Day to all of you good people out there. And as they say, may the 4th be with you, America.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.